Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. At this time last year, I'm sure there were a ton of unknowns, being it was your first year. This time, though, however, 1 year later, how much more comfortable do you feel and truly your staff feel at this point?
I would say I'm as excited, for sure, because of what's ahead, how the roles. So it may be different because it's not our first practice together, but what I can say is I have the same level of excitement to push it and develop and see where we can take players to. So that part feels good. It's the same energy that goes into it for sure for me. And so that's why we're not going to miss one step of their development.
Our rookie minicamp over the weekend. Dan Quinn, certainly a lot more comfortable just with everything, right? I mean, you know, as long as he stays healthy, you think. You have a great quarterback and potentially CBSSports.com over the weekend. I heard Linnell talking about this. Anointed Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFL. To me, that's done just for clicks, but I mean, you know, I don't make up these things.
Can I ask, I'm sorry, really quickly?
Yeah, of course.
Where do you rank him?
Well,
I know it's hard after just 1 year.
I mean, listen, because of the 1 year, I mean, I certainly put him behind Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. I think you can then make an argument for everyone else. I think you can.
Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow's been hurt a lot. Joe Burrow and the Bengals started off 0-3 last year. Everybody whined and cried their little asses all. Stop going 0-3 and losing to 2 9-point underdogs, which again proves that the Vegas people know nothing. I think you can make an argument that Jaden Daniels is, again, it's 1 year. Joe Burrow had been to a Super Bowl, so I'd probably give him the nod. I love Joe Burrow. I'm not saying it's his fault, but they did start 0-3 last year, right? So, again, and I don't want to get into this today because we'll probably get into it tomorrow. I just wanted to throw that out. Now, I mean, if you want to weigh in on it, go ahead. We found out this morning, and I would say somewhat of a surprise, that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to host the Dallas Cowboys in a NFC East division game to open up defense of their Super Bowl title on Thursday Night Football. Well, they don't call it Thursday Night Football because the NFL is so weird. It's the season opening game on NBC, whatever. It's not the Thursday night Amazon football package. But that will be the first game of the regular season. And I say somewhat surprising because, you know, of course we all understand the power of the Cowboys. But because they didn't make the playoffs last year, New coach, not a sexy coach, not a sexy roster, even though they have certainly some big names. George Pickens added to that mix last week. CeeDee Lamb, yes. Micah Parsons, yes. Dak Prescott, yes. But you know what I'm talking about. But it is a divisional game. It is a rivalry. I think you literally could have put the Sisters of the Poor on there, and NFL fans would watch, and they'll gobble it up and act like it's the biggest thing in the world. I was a little surprised that of all the choices that they had, that they put the Cowboys in that spot, knowing that, again, tons of people are going to watch that. Tons of people are going to watch that game. However many million they average out and they guess based on the convoluted ratings theory that they have and methodology, which is not accurate, not real, and yet everybody runs around thinking it's real. I honestly didn't see the Commanders really in that spot, but I saw the Commanders more than the Cowboys. You know, because at least you could say, well, it's a rematch of the NFC Championship game. Let's go. Let's get it on. But I didn't see that because they seemingly have been doing division games not across the board in week one. There are some, but they seemingly have tried to avoid division games in week one. Why? Because, again, you want some of your rivalries, some of your bigger matchups, what have you, later in the year, sweeps, all that stuff. Not necessarily, boom, out of the chute, Philadelphia-Dallas. Because, again, they would watch Philadelphia versus, you know, I don't know, the Bad News Bears. They would watch it. They'll gobble it up. So, again, I was a little bit surprised by that. But that means, of course, that the Commanders are not going to play Philadelphia in week one. They're not going to play Dallas in week one. Duh, of course. And if a report over the weekend is true that the NFL is close to anointing Kansas City and the LA Chargers as the Friday game in Brazil one night later, and apparently they're trying to get it on YouTube exclusively, which means we're trying to get a lot more money out of YouTube, and apparently stream it for free as part of the non-Sunday ticket package, which would make sense. If that gets announced here in the next 2 days before the rest of the schedule gets unveiled Wednesday night, again, as reported, Yahoo Sports reported it, whatever. If that's true, then that's two more opponents that the Commanders cannot take on in week one, because both Kansas City and the Chargers are scheduled to be road opponents for the Commanders this year. So, if that's the case, we know already Philadelphia and Dallas can't be. If the reporting is true about Kansas City and the Chargers in Brazil in week one, wherever it's broadcast, then that knocks out, again, four possibilities for game for week one. So at that point, you look around and you say, especially with all the rumors and speculation about Brazil, Spain.
Madrid.
Madrid, Spain, right?
Yeah.
For the Dolphins and the Commanders in mid-November, I think it's November 16th, if that's true, again, and that's an if, not a it is, that's an if, that would knock out another opponent from your week one calendar. So now all of a sudden, again, if true, we know Philadelphia and Dallas. We know that. NFL made that official. Philadelphia, Dallas, Kansas City, the Chargers, and Miami, again, if that's true, theoretically are eliminated from week one contention. So at that point, does the NFL go with an all-division NFC East week one and they take on the Giants? I don't know why they would do that, but okay. The other matchups, quite honestly, are not all that sexy. Maybe you can make an argument for Denver. They were a playoff team last year. Good defense, really good defense. Young Bo Nix, certainly you could make an argument for that. Put them on Sunday night or Monday night. I could see that. Or even the 425 window. I believe that's Fox. Not sure, I believe. But not sure. Consult with Coach Ian on that. They could put Detroit in that spot. Week one at home. Rematch of the divisional playoff that went to the Commanders. Detroit very different without Ben Johnson, without Aaron Glenn, without a couple of others. But largely, still Detroit. I guess you could put Seattle and Sam Darnold as the week one opponent. Now, these are all home opponents outside of the Giants, which obviously could be a road opponent. Or the one that I still keep getting stuck on is this, and I have no inside information. The Washington Commanders at Lambeau Field for week one against the Green Bay Packers. Now, that could be, again, a Sunday afternoon 425-er, which is what I would prefer. It could be a Sunday night, week one. Now, that's usually, again, usually reserved for the losing team of the AFC, of the Super Bowl. But if the Kansas City Chiefs are actually going to be in Brazil on Friday against the Chargers, that would eliminate them from that. And the Cowboys have already been eliminated, and the Eagles are obviously already busy. And the Chargers. So, what do you want to talk about? I want to talk about the Green Bay Packers. A historical NFL team against the new Commanders, Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love, week one, primetime, Lambeau, weather, you know, not shouldn't be a factor, although that's never a bad thing unless it's barbarically snowy and cold there. But I kind of like Green Bay, Washington, week one. Sunday, 425, Monday, or Sunday night. I hope you can, apparently you can be scheduled or play in primetime windows six times. I don't know if they make an extra exception to the rule in the last week of the season. That I'm not sure of. I would have to check. But you can be scheduled six times. I hope they get scheduled for Sunday night more than Monday nights. Why, you say? Monday nights are cool, right? It's Monday night football. You're the only team. Well, same thing for Sunday night, even though a lot of teams are traveling back and whatnot. But I would much rather the Commanders play on a Sunday night than a Monday night. And it has nothing to do with the network, or it has nothing to do with the stage or all the nonsense that you people care about, because I don't care about any of that. I don't give a damn who's broadcasting the game, who's on the call, Joe Buck and his awkward handshakes with Josh Harris. I don't give a rat's ass. I want the game on Sunday night or Sunday afternoon because I hate short weeks. And the Commanders are already going to have enough short weeks, enough Sunday to Thursdays, at least two, or I think you can only do a max of two. Sunday to Thursday. I still wonder if they're going to play Thanksgiving Day in Dallas. And if they don't play Thanksgiving Day in Dallas, they could play Thanksgiving night at home or on the road. Or if they don't play Thanksgiving because they play in Madrid a week and a half before that, maybe they could play on Christmas Day. Yay! Three games there on a Thursday, short week. Now, again, I don't know if that is part of the max of two, but I'm just going to say I'm fully expecting them to play twice on Thursday this year, whether it's one Thursday night football game and Thursday afternoon in Dallas, or one Thursday night football game and Christmas Day, which is on a Thursday, and there's three games this year? It's going to happen. And if Thanksgiving and or Christmas Day, which both fall on a Thursday, don't count in that requirement, then they could play three games on Thursday this year. And if they do, I would hope that the NFL spares them a little bit. And what I mean by that is, if they're going to play three games on Thursdays, and again, I'm not sure what all the rules are. I know there's certain things in place, but I'm not sure. Like, again, they count Thanksgiving Day differently than Thursday night football, because it's not, right? Even the night game on Thursday night, it's on NBC. It's not on Thursday night football, the television show package. So I don't know how they exactly break that down, but I would say a minimum of two Thursdays and possibly three. If they play three Thursdays, here's what I need. I need them to play on two consecutive Thursdays. What I mean by that is not have three short weeks, Sunday to Thursday, Sunday to Thursday, Sunday to Thursday. If you're going to be asked to play three Thursday games, Thursday night football, Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, please allow them to play on Thursday night the previous week, setting up a full week, a normal week, for then Thursday on Thanksgiving or Thursday on Christmas. That's important to me. Like turnaround time, rest, days off, days to get healthy are important. I know a lot of you like to get after me about how I don't like Christmas and I don't like Thanksgiving Day games, and it's true, I don't. I want to have a life. Okay? But nobody cares. The NFL certainly doesn't give a rat's ass. Hell, the Commanders forever wanted to play on Thanksgiving Day because it was their biggest opportunity to sell merchandise and to sell their brand. That was them, not the NFL. I mean, the NFL went along with it because the NFL is, well, the NFL. But my point being is, if they're going to be asked to play three times on Thursday, if that's legal, and I don't know for sure because, again, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, the season opener, they're classified differently than quote-unquote Thursday night football. If they're going to be asked to play three times on Thursdays this year, I want two of those three to be played in back-to-back weeks so they have a chance. They've done that before for the Cowboys, Thanksgiving Day, Thursday in Dallas, and then they play the next Thursday night. That, you know, that at least gives you a chance to not have an extra short week again, right? Which is super problematic. But here's the other thing. I want them to play on Sunday nights more than Monday nights because, and people don't think about this, and why, I have no idea. But people, a Monday night football game to a Sunday afternoon football game or even a Sunday night game is a short week. It's not as short as Sunday to Thursday. I got it. It's one extra day. But Monday night, by the time you get out of that stadium, it's well after midnight. If you're on the road, you got to fly home. Monday night to Sunday afternoon is a short week. It's not a full week. It's not as short as Sunday to Thursday. I got it. I understand. But it's still short. So to me, it makes me, like, again, this is just me trying to look out for the team, trying to look for what's fair, trying to look for what I'm hoping for is if they're going to be stuck playing in these, again, multiple Thursday games, which is going to be the case, they're going to play two minimum. But if they can play three, if they can be scheduled for three, I hope that they, and however the flexibility schedules work and whatever, I hope that they can play back-to-back Thursdays. That's number one. Number two, that they can only play two Thursdays. But is that Thursday night football, or is that day of the week? Because that's the issue. You know how like
like on the season opener they're doing NBC.
Right. So does that, I mean, if they would have been in that game, does that count as a Thursday night football if it's not the Thursday night football package?
See, what I'm reading says it doesn't specify like the package. It just says after playing a Sunday game, a team can play a Thursday night, up to two Thursday night games.
Okay.
So they specify it has to be after a Sunday game too. So I think that takes away the back-to-back Thursdays. What I'm reading.
Meaning they could play on back-to-back Thursdays as essentially a third game. What I'm if what you're reading, which makes sense, okay, if what you're reading says they can only play two games on Thursday, regardless of the television package, after playing a Sunday game, right? Well, what it's not saying is they can play one Thursday after a Sunday game. They can play on Thanksgiving Day, whether it be in Dallas or at home at night, right? Because it can't be in Detroit. They're not in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But then they could theoretically play another Thursday because they're not playing Sunday to Thursday a second time. You see where I'm getting it?
Yeah. Let me read it to you verbatim. The NFL policy on back-to-back games is that teams can now play up to two Thursday night football games per season after playing a Sunday game. So does that give you?
Well, you know what? I just realized I screwed up. If they play a random Thursday night game early in the year, say, and say they're asked then to play Thanksgiving Day in Dallas.
Yeah.
And then the idea would be to get them a week later on Thursday.
But see, that's
they're already playing two games Sunday to Thursday.
Yeah, but that's the tricky thing, because I know like the Chiefs and the Ravens, they had that weird like three games within 16 days or something weird.
No, it was three games in 11 days or 10 and a half days last year.
The reason they were able to do that is because I think it was like a Christmas game or a Thanksgiving game. It wasn't.
It was Christmas.
Yeah, it kind of leaned into what you were talking about.
They played Saturday the weekend before.
Saturday and then Wednesday.
So they played Sunday the week before, then Saturday, then Wednesday.
Yeah.
So three games in basically 11 days.
Yeah, but they were able to get that in because those aren't technically Thursday games.
So I guess what we stumbled across, just and good job by you, is what you're telling me is they can't play a Thursday night game in October, let's just say. Sunday the week before, then Thursday night football, okay? Then play a Sunday before Thanksgiving, and then play Dallas or Thursday night at home on Thanksgiving, and then play the next Thursday night because they will already have played the maximum two Sunday to Thursday games, right?
Yes. You can only do that once. And then I believe after that Thursday night game, it has to be the following Sunday.
Right. But what about if they play...
Now, I think it gets weird if you're talking about the Christmas and Thanksgiving games.
Yeah. What if they play in Madrid when they're supposedly playing in Madrid, and then they have a bye week after Madrid and then play in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day? Is that possible? Without the actual schedule, it's hard to kind of, you know, to know this. I don't know. Maybe I'm worried about too many different things here. But I'm concerned because I feel like the league is going to not screw the Commanders on the surface, but they want the Commanders so much because of Jaden and because of the market and because they're a team on the uprise. They're going to put them in five or six primetime games and somehow make it work with all the rules. this. I'm sorry. I worry about these things, and I worry. Yes, honestly, I don't want them playing on Thanksgiving. I don't want them playing on Christmas. I don't. But I worry about them from a short week turnaround standpoint. And again, we already know they're going to be playing plenty of other primetime games, which is why I'd rather them play on Sunday night football than Monday night football, because at least Sunday night football, you have somewhat of a normal week. Somewhat of a normal week. All right. Take a timeout. We're way late because we were trying to figure all this out with all the different rules. And this is why it's a complicated process, and it takes a long time for the schedule to be worked out because there's a lot of permutations. There's a lot of rules. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So knowing what we can control, who do you want the week one opponent to be? 301-230-0980. Now that we know the Cowboys and the Eagles are playing in week one, that's official. And we believe the Chargers and the Chiefs are going to be tied up in Brazil. Not official yet, but that is reported over the weekend. All right, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Completely different topic. Schedule comes out next week. How do you feel about going to Spain?
Sin comentarios. No comment. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that one. We'll see Wednesday, I guess, what happens.
That was a good question by Nikki Giavallo. Because, and a great answer by Dan Quinn. Sin comentarios? No comment?
Sounds better when DQ does it.
Yeah. But he's like, I don't know what to tell you, man. We'll see you on Wednesday. I mean, Dan Quinn already knows. The team already knows. It's just a matter of whether everybody can keep their mouth shut. But everybody, of course, is taking that to mean, you know, that basically that's a confirmation on the Commander's end. Now, I didn't realize, I thought there was just some rogue Twitter handle that was running around saying that, you know, sources had told him, the Commanders and the Dolphins. Apparently, the Spanish sports newspaper, Diario AS, is also reporting that it's the Commanders and the Dolphins in Madrid on November 16th. I mean, if they're reporting it, and everybody seems to think this is going to happen, then it's pretty much as good as gold. I did look up during the break because we were confused. They do have a week in between Madrid and Thanksgiving Day, meaning they could theoretically play in Madrid on the 16th against the Dolphins, have a bye week on the 23rd, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, then play Thanksgiving Day either in Dallas or at night at home or on the road, and then also theoretically play the next Thursday so that that is not what AMAC read about the Sunday to Thursday thing. That's Thursday to Thursday. Yeah. And technically playing Thanksgiving Day after a bye week isn't playing Sunday to Thursday.
Yeah, but I think what the article was saying was the first game has to be after a Sunday. So you couldn't have a bye week in between that Madrid and the first Thursday game. It would have to be Sunday, Thursday, and then maybe a bye week in between that and another Thursday, or Thursday right after that. Because the only you can do back to back Thursdays, but the first Thursday has to be after a Sunday. I guess they don't want an advantage for anyone playing on Thursday night.
Oh, meaning off the bye week.
Okay. Yeah, because then if another team plays on Thursday night, they wouldn't get that. Okay. Same.
It's too many bleeping rules, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Too many bleeping rules.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest. All right, let's get Turks in District Heights in here. Wants to chat about the Commanders' potential schedule, which we're trying to figure out. But, I mean, there's just, again, too many different rules and too many different qualifications. What's up, Turks? How are you?
Oh, that's Kurt.
Oh, Kurt. That's Kurt. Kurt. Sorry about that. Sorry about
that.
But
I think it's going to be a surprise team in the – and it's not that I want them. I just think it's going to be a surprise team. I think that team's going to be the Falcons. And I'll tell you why. Their last five openers, four of them have been at home. And the last four in a row until last year against Tampa Bay. So I think they're due to open on the road. Now, with that being said, okay, you know the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Well, I just want to point out one quick thing. They did open up on the road last year, in Tampa.
That's what I said.
Okay, just wanted to make sure we got that right. Okay.
I still think they're due to open on the road, okay? And I think with that being said, you've got the Eagles and the Cowboys playing in week one. You also have the Chargers and the Chiefs. Right. And then so considered a road game. So that's five road teams playing that you know they're playing. It's not going to be week one.
Right.
So that leaves four teams. Okay, the Giants, the Packers, the Falcons, and one other team. So I think it's going to be the Falcons based off that game they had last year, which was a very intense game. Okay, and the playoffs were on the line, and you had Penix versus JD5. I think that's going to be week one. Okay, a surprise team. And then as far as the Madrid thing and the bye, if they were to play Thanksgiving, that's not fair to the Commanders because you literally are taking away their bye week. You're talking about traveling from Madrid, coming home the next week to play, and then playing on a Thursday. Now, that's without a bye. With a bye, you have the bye, and then you're coming back to play Thursday, you know, the following Thursday. Where's your bye week? You get 1 week off after coming from across the country. I mean, you know, coming from Europe. You don't really get a full week, and then you got a game Thursday. So you're not really getting your bye week.
That's interesting. I guess I didn't think about it from that context. So what you're saying is play in Madrid on Sunday the 16th, Sunday the 23rd. If they had the bye week there, and if the idea was to get them on Thanksgiving Day, then you're not really having your full bye. I mean, you are, but you aren't. I guess the players would be off, say, I don't know, Monday. They would have to rearrange it. Like sometimes they make them work on Monday and then cut them loose the rest of the week. They would have, say, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday off, report back to the facility on Sunday, and start preparing on a short week for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Right. So I guess that would be problematic. But I would tell you, if I'm a player and if I'm the Commanders, I would rather have that. I would rather have that than play a Thursday game, especially the Thursday afternoon game in Dallas, with the travel on a short week after I played on Sunday afternoon. I would rather have the scenario off the bye week after Madrid than playing in Dallas on Thanksgiving afternoon after playing on Sunday, say, even if it's a 1 o'clock game until 4 o'clock or so on Sunday afternoon, and then having to come right back 4 days later.
Right, right. I get it, but it's still, it's not fair, though. It's not fair.
I agree.
For them, they don't get a bye week. And I think the league wants them playing on Thanksgiving, but I don't think they can do both. It has to be Madrid or Thanksgiving, one or the other, I think.
I mean, you probably are right, is how I'll label that. But they could, I guess if you're the NFL, you bypass getting them on Thanksgiving Day. But to your point, you're getting them in Madrid, which is a standalone game, granted at 9:30 in the morning. You got that. You got a bunch of other primetime games. You bypass, you lose them on Thanksgiving. Okay, fine. But you get them on Christmas.
Right. I think they're going to play Christmas. And I think they're going to play the Chiefs on Christmas.
That's very possible.
Because Reed wants to play on Christmas. He wants to play on Christmas.
He does. And he wants it to be at home. The Chiefs are asking for that to be a staple, which I think they're nuts, but that's what they want.
Why not have the Commanders that first one? Because they have to go to Kansas City.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be Christmas in Kansas City.
You know who doesn't want Christmas in Kansas City?
Rooster.
Yeah.
get some good barbecue, though, Rooster. You get some good barbecue on Christmas.
I know, but I don't want to go to Kansas City. On Christmas. I go to Kansas City any other time. I don't want to go to Kansas City on Christmas. I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you. Good call.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right on a lot of things. I mean, there's just so many different variables. We should probably just wait, but we've got the time, right? There's nothing else really going on. Except for this. Trey Hendrickson issued a statement today. We'll have to do more of this tomorrow. He issued a statement today to ESPN and said, contract talks are basically broken off. They're done-ski. They're no longer talking about any contract. So Trey Hendrickson's got 1 year left on his contract. He said the team has cut off contract talks. No communication has taken place between my camp and the organization following the NFL draft. The offers presented by the Bengals before that did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised if he continued to play at a high level, and certainly he did. Which means basically they want to pay him $31 million a year, and now that Myles Garrett is getting $40 million a year, he wants $37 or $38. So we'll do more of this tomorrow. I wanted to get that in. Because I mentioned it earlier. But, listen. I mean, at 30 years old, you're going to do a 4-year extension. He's already had back-to-back years of 17 and a half sacks in each of the last 2 years. He's a damn good player. It's a lot. It's a lot to go a 4-year, $37, $38 million per year contract, you know, which is what? 4 years, roughly $150 million with 110 fully guaranteed and maybe another, you know, 10 or 15 in total guarantees.
Is this for the Commander's perspective or the
for any perspective?
Gotcha.
I mean, you know, for the Bengals, quite honestly. I mean, after they just paid T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and already have paid Joe Burrow. I mean, I don't blame the Bengals in this case. You know, they didn't decide to pay Myles Garrett $40 million a year. The Browns did. You know, now they have to suffer? I don't know. All right, let's get to a new segment that we wanted to debut here. Before Dumb Dumb of the Day, and I should probably do this earlier, but we got behind. But you've seen Bad Beats on Scott Van Pelt's show on ESPN, right? You know Scott, of course, does SportsCenter from here in D.C. Kevin, great friends with Kevin, is on Kevin's show all the time. I'm not trying to steal anything from him, but I thought I would make fun of myself and do something called Bad Bets. That's right. Bad bets, baby. When the rooster plunks down a hard-earned dollar. And trust me, it is hard-earned. It is not easy to earn those dollars around here. And yet, comes up empty. Like I did on Friday night when I did a four-leg Nikola Jokic same game parlay for Nikola Jokic against the Oklahoma City Thunder to finish with 30 plus points, 12 plus rebounds, 10 plus assists. What was I thinking? And 3 plus made threes. Nikola Jokic did none of that. I lost all four legs. Yes! All four legs. That, my friends, is not a bad beat. No. It is a bad bet. Yes. It is a bad bet. And then some. And finally, just yesterday, this is also a bad bet. Hey, you know, I'm feeling the Nationals are going to salvage one of three. They got Mackenzie Gore on the mound. I'm going to take the Nationals minus 1.5 on the run line. A total of under 8.5. And Nathaniel Lowe to hit a home run. Check! Nathaniel Lowe hits a home run! Check! The game goes under, right? The final score was 6-1. Except your boy stupidly picked the Nationals to win by 2 runs. Plus 2460, I would have won me some change. I would have made up for all of my other bad bets this week. Instead, your boy had the Nationals minus 1.5 and lost the third leg of what should have been a three-team or three-leg parlay hit. That would have got me again on a $1 hit. $24.60 would have made up for a lot. Would have stabilized your boy. But instead, it's just another bad, bad bet, man. We're going to do that not every day, but when we have something for you. But look for it regularly, okay? AMAC is I mean, can I announce this or no? Can I say this or no? That you're basically going to be here Monday through Thursday?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I just said it. You're basically going to be here Monday through Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have now stability. Mad Max is going to be with us on Fridays, from what it looks. I mean, this is subject, obviously, to change. But AMAC, I think we do that when it makes sense. I don't think we have to do it every day, but just something that when we have a couple of bad bets that we want to highlight how ridiculous I am, or you, for that matter.
Yeah.
We can.
Not much of a gambler.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, neither am I. But we can highlight. We can highlight my idiocy. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Or my bad gambling.
Or I can say like what I thought would be a good bet.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want, my friend. The floor is open. Anyway, it's not bad beats. No, no, no. That's Scott Van Pelt's thing. This is called Bad Bets. boys and girls. Dumb Dumb of the Day is how we end the show every day. As long as that makes sense as well, we'll do it next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Craig Hoffman coming up at the top of the hour, so we'll quickly say goodbye. But first, we do it with our usual daily staple. Ah, yes, this from the Smoking Gun. So, a female couple in Port St. Lucie, Florida. A 40-year-old female, a 39-year-old female, Allison Swan, get into a domestic dispute. Why? Because Swan, the 39-year-old, was hungry when she came home from work. She was making nachos with nacho cheese in the kitchen. Her spouse, this is the 40-year-old that's making nacho cheese with nachos, nacho cheese. The 39-year-old, Allison Swan, quote, told her she shouldn't be eating this late and made a comment about her weight. So then the two got into an argument. Swan, who made the comment, the 39-year-old, apparently had been playing video games in the living room, walked over to her spouse, grabbed a handful of the cheesy nachos, and shoved them down the back of the victim's leggings. Oh! So imagine being so upset that your partner was having nachos at 3 in the morning that you walked over from playing video games at 3 in the morning, because that's real productive, and you grabbed a swath of nachos and cheese sauce. You open the leggings up, and you got right down in there, and you smashed the nachos and the cheese sauce. The victim, who's a registered nurse, sought to change her clothes. Well, Swan, not the victim, allegedly dragged her to the floor and shoved her fingers into either side of her mouth and hooked them like a fish, the police report says. Then continued to batter her by grabbing her head and slamming it into the floor multiple times. This is horrible. This is brutal. All I wanted was nachos, and instead I got the crap kicked out of me. Police came to the home. The wife claimed that she had been in a drunken rage. She rolled around and covered herself in nacho cheese, all this stuff. Domestic battery, a misdemeanor was the charge. She was freed from county jail over the weekend and posted a $250 bond. No contact with the victim. Must stay away from the women's car, job, and home. What an absolute show. Nachos and nacho cheese sauce in your leggings. Okay, that's a new one for me. I know a lot of things that I don't know, but I know nachos and nacho cheese sauce. Don't go there. Yeah, not a comfortable thing. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Craig's up next with Anthony Haney. Great job by AMAC. On the other side of the glass, good job by you guys as well. Nats on Team 980 tonight. Go Caps as well. We'll see you tomorrow at 1.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.